Good morning, everybody. This is Judith A. Culp. You're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. It's eclipse season, and I'm not going to lie. Emotions are running high, including for yours truly. But I'm going to share this. There was a weird interaction I had yesterday with a coworker, and I know what it is, but it annoyed me anyway. And my mom's doing great. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I know that. But she is mostly doing well. She doesn't seem to be bleeding. And she's not screaming, punching, kicking, and hitting nearly as much. So let's just thank God for that. Anyway, yesterday I'm leaving work. I'm exhausted. So the weekend before, I spent all weekend collecting my mom's bloody throw up and poop. And, you know, there's a heightened sense of something with that anyway, right? You're like, is she dying? Is she sick? Like, really sick? Is it more than what they said? Should I, you know, it's just a lot of stress. And when someone's hurling up blood clots, it's unnerving. So I was on high alert all weekend. And then I'm still working full time. And I had to work on a very serious case last week. Several serious cases last week. And then, and as the week before, I've had a month of like a gauntlet at work. And then this weekend, I had to work the whole weekend to be ready for a trial that started on Monday. So I was very, 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 very busy. And the trial, the topic was grim and dark. And so I'm tired. There's no doubt about it. You know, all of 2024 so far has been a high alert situation. My mom has fallen. She's had brain bleeding. She has had traumatic brain injury. She's been aggressive. It's been a lot. So I know I'm tired, and I know this is a residual effect of it. But I'm walking out of work, and somebody goes, oh, Judy was talking shit about me, and like in this cutesy, sing-songy way. And I was like, no, I wasn't. Judy said this about me, and da-da-da-da. And I was like, I didn't say that. I'm not sure why. That's not what happened. And I'm not sure why you keep saying that. And then she had like a little friend with her, and her friend's like, you're not smiling. I'm like, I'm not. It's not fucking funny, you know? So this kept going on, and I was like, I don't know what your deal is, but stop lying on me. Like, stop saying that. That's not what happened. And she's like, I'm just playing. I'm goofing around. You said shit about me. And then I was like, okay. And then, you know, I put my middle-aged black lady old, like, mean face, you know. I have a crease in my forehead, and as soon as it shows up, it really unnerves people. So I was like, stop fucking saying that. And so people started to walk by, and I was like, that's not what happened. And, you know, I just sort of kind of went off, and I was like, you know, I get what she's doing, and it's manipulation, and I hate it. You want me to be like, you know, I love you and you're awesome, but that's not where I am right now. That's not how I feel. I'm stressed out everywhere I go. All my friends are gone from work. I the one or two people I hang out with either don't have any time to talk, or like yesterday they were off. So it's like, you know, I don't really have any friends in here anymore, and I need to decompress, but there's no one I can decompress with. And so, you know, and there's nobody who knows who's going to get exactly what I'm saying immediately without me having to say it. Those people are all gone. So I'm like, dude, you know, what the fuck are you talking about? And we're like out in the hallway. She's like, I'm just kidding. I was like, but that's not how I kid. I don't joke around like that. I would never stand here and tell a bunch of lies on you and do it in a cutesy way. And so you know, it just really bothered the shit out of me. And I was like, you know, I get it. I'm volatile, but I'm also exhausted. And I know you're going through something personally, and I'm going through something personally. Show me some fucking respect. You know what I mean? I'm 15, 20 years older than you. Assume that my shit has not gotten any easier. Assume that I'm busy and I'm tired. You know, I've been on high alert for weeks, but especially in the last 2 weeks, because I thought my mom was dying. I thought she died. Literally, that one day when she collapsed, I thought she was dead. And then she just proceeded to sit right back up. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know, so it's like this cutesy sing-song shit. And I get it. You're insecure. You want people to be like, you're my favorite. But that's not who I am. And if you want your ass ripped out, I can do that. And I kept telling her, I said, listen, I like four people in here. And you're one of them, but I can easily change that. And her friend was like, whoa. And I was like, I'm not joking around. And I was like, don't do it. Don't play games with me. I'm not the one. I have a very evolved sense of humor. People who know me know I'm like really playful. I like to laugh. I like to have a good time. I have a very evolved sense of humor. I can be very sophisticated and subtle, and I could also be, you know, like a 12-year-old boy. Fine, but don't be putting my name and shit and trying to manipulate me and play with me. That's not funny. And yeah, if you want me to humiliate you, I can. And grow up. Stop making an awkward situation more awkward with these goofy. Okay, I hate that. And I'm mad. It's eclipse season, man. I can feel my emotions running high, and I'm fucking tired. So anyway, y'all, the Puffy lawsuit has been amended. So it went from 73 pages to 98 pages, and he done added more folks and turned them into defendants. He's made Cuba Gooding Jr. a defendant. He's added like a ton of stuff. Let's see if we can just see if we could tell the difference. He added more pictures. He is not joking around, this Lil Rod. And I believe between Lil Rod's lawsuit, Cassie's lawsuit, the other girl who was underage when he sent for her, which is trafficking, to party with him. That is the basis of the raids. And he's got a picture of the dude carrying drugs. And Puff seems to have developed a pretty major drug problem. Okay, here we go. Here's something. Defendant Mr. This man is saying that Lil Rod is saying that Puffy hired a private investigator to seek out, harass, and bribe individuals to provide dirt on Mr. Jones. See, that's what he does. That's his business, y'all. You think it's music, but let's be honest. He sold a lot of music in the 80s and 90s. Maybe it was just the 90s, because Puff and I are the same age. So he sold music in the 90s. But that was a long time ago. When the last time you heard a huge hit from Puffy? So anyway, on or about March 2nd, so after he filed his lawsuit, Mr. Jones was informed by a close friend from his church that Mr. Combs's engineer, Matt Testa, provided an individual's phone number to Los Angeles-based private investigator Russell L. Green. And so it says, it's Russell Green. Give me your number. Are you available to speak with me? And then the owner of the phone says, hey, I can chat in a couple of hours if that's cool. Sounds good. I'm in an event from 3 to 5, so I'll be available after 5. I'm on the West Coast. Where are you? I'm in Los Angeles. I can talk at 1:30 as well. Okay. You available now? So it's 1:40. Did you just call me? And then the owner of the phone is like, yes. So apparently, upon information and belief, Mr. Green attempted to bribe this anonymous individual with an uncertain amount of money in exchange for her producing text messages or any evidence that this individual could produce to paint Mr. Jones in a bad light. See, that's what they do. They are extortionists. So the veil has lifted, and people are not afraid. So ordinarily, this would have worked. You get some scary weirdo texting you and coming after you and threatening people you know to, you know, and here's money to shut up. So anyway, during a call with Mr. Jones, this individual expressed fear for their safety and the safety of their family. And I want to say this guy was going after his 8-year-old daughter to scare Lil Rod into getting rid of this lawsuit. This is a clear example of some of the tactics implemented by Mr. Combs and the members of Combs RICO and TVPA Enterprise, which I want to say has something to do with trafficking. I'm sure it's written early in the lawsuit. I skipped all the way down. But RICO charges, that's what took down Al Capone. So besides contacting the individual previously mentioned, Mr. Green contacted Mr. Jones's 8-year-old daughter. He solicited information from this child about her father until she cried in fear and handed the phone to her mother. At that time, her mother hung up the phone. These people are crazy. Mr. Jones incorporates by reference all preceding paragraphs and realleges them as if set forth fully herein. And now he's named Lucian Grange, who's the CEO of Universal Music Group, in the lawsuit as a defendant. He says that Lucian Grange showed up to the freak-offs and to the parties and was instrumental in facilitating all this, as well as Puffy staff members. And I think this guy was named in the lawsuit before, but I think now he's considered a defendant. Man. But I'm not sure about that. I think he was always a defendant, but it seems like now it's more pronounced with more evidence. He's also accusing Puffy's right-hand woman, KK, whatever her name is, I can't remember, as someone who facilitated all of this and also helped with, you know, facilitate the RICO operation. So there's Puffy's on a lot of drugs. Listen to this. Within a few months of working for and living with Mr. Combs, Mr. Jones witnessed KK, which is this Christina Karam lady who is Diddy's chief of staff. Mr. Jones witnessed KK instruct her direct reports and Combs Enterprise employees, Brendan, Frankie, and Moy, to acquire and transport the following drugs: ecstasy, cocaine, GHB, ketamine, marijuana, and mushrooms. Mr. Jones personally witnessed Combs Enterprise employee Brendan, that's the guy who just got arrested at the airport in Miami a couple of days ago when all the raids were happening. He, in this lawsuit, they got a picture of him carrying a fanny pack full of drugs. Mr. Jones personally witnessed Combs Enterprise employee Brendan transport firearms to and from nightclubs, strip clubs, and other venues for Mr. Combs on his person in Miami, Florida. Mr. Jones personally witnessed Mr. Combs distribute firearms out of his bedroom closet to individuals that Mr. Jones knew to be members of local gangs. So I guess Puffy is an arms dealer. Good grief. And then it says here with the, it has like a, you know, a bookmark, like a note, a footnote. Plaintiff is intentionally being vague in fear of his personal safety. He can provide more detail to the court in camera. He can't wait to be deposed. You could tell. He's like, y'all, I'll tell you, but, you know. So, in just that small paragraph, Puffy is gang affiliated and he uses a fuck ton of drugs. That's a lot of different drugs. The GHB, I'm sure, is to knock people out cold. My God. During the making of the Love album, several evenings, Mr. Jones personally witnessed Mr. Combs instruct the Combs Enterprise employees, Brendan, I think Brendan now is in the lawsuit, Brendan, Frankie, and Moy, to solicit sex workers to the recording studio. Good Lord. Oh, and it turns out, you guys, one of these employed sex workers that's on the payroll is 50 Cent's baby mama. This is why you just need to find a good person and get married. It makes no sense. Now he's suing for full-time custody of his youngest son, who he adores. I listened to 50's book, The 50th Law. It's actually very good. And was that it? Yeah, I think. No, that wasn't it. It wasn't The 50th Law. It was, Hustle Harder, Hustle Smarter, or something like that. And it was really good. I listened to his audiobook. It was not bad. And he enjoys a much better relationship with his youngest son than his oldest son. And yeah, I'm pretty sure he's way upset to find this out. Let's see what else we got here. It's all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you, this goes really, really, really deep. And I'm sad that his kids are wrapped up in this. You see Justin Combs' name many, many times. And I guess it makes sense because I don't know what this dude does for a living. But he's always just hanging around his dad's house. He was one of the boys in Cuffs. Christian, I guess, is supposed to be a rapper. But I don't know any of this kid's songs. Is he really successful? And they do a lot of hanging around with their dad. And if your dad is a drug addict, you know, extortionist, that ain't good. So here we go. Threats of isolation from the music and entertainment industry. Parading influential music. Oh, wait. They're bringing up the 1999 case. Bragging about having law enforcement under control, bragging about murdering people, and bragging about bribing witnesses. See, this is why you cannot be a junkie and a criminal. People love Scarface, but they forget at the end, when he was a junkie, his empire collapsed into bloody mayhem. Everybody wants to be Scarface on top. Which I don't think is the best movie I've ever seen. And I thought Al Pacino was the worst cast Latino I'd ever seen. I'm like, how is he Latino? How's he Cuban? You can't find no Cuban actors. It was terrible. The casting was terrible. And his accent was just the worst. But the moral of the story is everybody loved that movie and Scarface and, you know, the hype. But you cannot be a junkie and be a kingpin. So it says here, parading influential music industry executives at Mr. Combs' parties filled with sex workers, minors, and illegal drugs such as ecstasy, cocaine, GHB, ketamine, marijuana, and mushrooms. And he likes something called pink cocaine, which this current girlfriend of his used to bring to him. And that sounds like cocaine mixed with a bunch of other stuff, too. He had threats of non-payment for work completed, fake promises of cash payments of up to $250,000, producer of the Gear Grammy Awards, guaranteed access to future projects. So he was just lying. He was grooming this guy in a $20 million home on Star Island in Miami. Why would he offer all that? Do you guys ever see that video where he's offering Justin Bieber all this stuff, like, I'm going to give you this, you know, Lamborghini, and then when you get 16, you're going to get the house. Like, that is nothing but grooming behavior. And it happens at all levels. I've seen people get groomed, and the groomer only has, you know, two nickels to rub together and some, you know, cell phone. Like a cell phone, a trip to Hooters, and 22 cents. And it works. Grooming works because really people, just neglected people, want the attention. And he's assuming that he can sway this guy to be, you know, I guess, raped and extorted by him. And this guy just didn't go for it. So, yes, the lawsuit has been amended. I haven't read the whole thing, but it looks bad. Just that little bit I've read you. Gee whiz. Wow. So this is the thing, too. So every good extortionist, and this is why, you know, that Epstein's videos had a whole bunch of folk on there that they didn't want us to see, because no one has leaked not one video. They don't give a shit about these rappers and musicians and athletes, which I'm guessing Leonard Fournette might be on one of them. But, you know, these these kind of people. There are all kinds of people going to Puff's parties. But the reality is they probably weren't as deep as Epstein parties. And so they killed him, and miraculously all his extortion tapes went away. But it sounds like here, as evidenced by the hundreds of hours of video and audio recordings in plaintiff's possession, defendants Sean Combs, Justin Combs, Christina Corum, his assistants and staff all orchestrated, participated, managed, and executed the RICO enterprise by, and that's racketeering, enterprise by purchasing and distributing, purchasing and distributing ecstasy, cocaine, GHB, ketamine, marijuana, and mushrooms. And don't forget, he just put a paragraph above guns. They transported the drugs by flying on commercial airlines from California to New York, Florida, the Virgin Islands, and Saint Barthélemy in the French Caribbean. They placed these controlled substances in their carry-on luggage, through TSA. They then carried these substances in black pouches. And there's a big picture in the lawsuit of this guy they just arrested with his giant black pouch, and distributed drugs to Mr. Combs, his friends, house guests, girlfriends, and sex workers. The RICO enterprise has functioned as a continuing unit and maintains an ascertainable structure separate and distinct from the pattern of racketeering activity. Boy, that dude is screwed. He's not coming back to America. I think they have found his plane parked on Jay-Z's private island. Did you know Jay-Z had a private island in the Caribbean? He ain't coming back. And he was using fake planes. He had decoy planes. This guy's watched too many movies. Listen, what's done in the dark, it comes out in the light. And Puff is going down hardcore. Oh my God. He loves prostitutes. Why so many prostitutes everywhere? As part of the scheme, defendants required their artists, creatives, musicians, and producers to visit strip clubs wearing exclusive, authentic Bad Boy merchandise and to use the name and reputation of Mr. Combs to solicit sex workers and prostitutes. Then he's got a picture of him and this other dude in Bad Boy hats. And, you know, Lil Rod looks pissed. He's like, this is not what I signed up for. I did not want to gather hoes. I just wanted to make a record. Yeah, this is wild. This thing is wild. He added more pictures. And then, you know, he's got his current girlfriend in there. Daphne Joy, who's 50's mom. 50's baby mama. She's in there, and she was receiving a monthly stipend to do sex work for him. Good Lord. See, this is what I'm trying to say. No wonder you can't stay rich like this. And I wonder how rich he actually is. He's not rich from music. It has to be from selling guns and drugs and blackmailing people. There's no way you can pay all these people. Boy. This looks bad. This dude got little maps and screenshots of his phone, all kinds of stuff he had to do. Man. Oh, all these sex workers. And see, this is where it's going to get tricky. If they start finding underage people, and I do believe they're going to find a lot of underage people, because I'm thinking you employ the sex workers to trap people, you know, for blackmail. And he's got his son in there. Man, this dude is a loser. Plus, how you gonna leave your kids in the house when you obviously were tipped off that the feds were coming? So you'd leave them? That was lame and weird. But yeah, this thing is lengthy. They've added names and dates and times of when they believe people. Look, this dude with a giant bag of drugs. Lord have mercy. They probably just... Why would you let somebody hang around and just take a bunch of pictures? This is wild to me. And then he's still got all the sexual assault stuff. But he really did amend it. And he's got... 14 sexual assaults in here. I don't know. I might have said that wrong. He's got several instances of sexual assault. And it seems like more than one against Cuba Gooding Jr. And several against Young Miami, who is Puffy's paid girlfriend, her cousin, and Puff, and then also Cuba Gooding Jr. What are you doing? And then this Lucian Grange guy. So that's going to be interesting, because I think I read somewhere, because this is very lengthy. I think I read somewhere that they believe that Lucian Grange was aware of and almost behind the sexual grooming of Justin Bieber. And if he's on this label or part of this group, because, you know, Usher signed Justin Bieber and basically served Bieber up on a platter. There's all kinds of sex trafficking stuff and sexual abuse stuff around Bieber, getting him high on drugs. And he just, you know, he that's why he looks the way he looks. So this guy wants a jury and he wants his day in court. And he's not backing down. So that's just the highlights or the lowlights. I'm telling you, you cannot be a good extortionist or criminal and be a junkie to this degree. That is not going to work. So, yeah, this was filed March 25th. So he basically waited a month and was like, oh, hell no, I got other shit, and put it in there. I mean, it's on digitalmusicnews.com. The amended version, which would be the latest version, is going to be under Cuba Gooding Jr. added to the Diddy lawsuit as a defendant. That's how I found it, and I just clicked on one of the links in the article and it takes you right to it. Excuse me. That is a lot. This dude has pictures, he has receipts, and you know what? Sometimes you just pick the wrong victim. And I would say Puff really underestimated this guy. And he has been sexually assaulting and extorting and selling drugs and selling sex workers and just blackmailing people, basically. he is a Fed. He had he narked on somebody as a confidential informant. And I think he thought, like Keefe D, the guy who just got arrested for Tupac's murder, that, you know, you cut one deal with one group of federal agents, and maybe that's why it was the not the FBI coming to get him. Maybe it was, that's why it was Homeland Security. But people say it was Homeland Security because it was in multiple cities across the country, but you never know. And just because you cut a deal with one organization, that doesn't mean you free and clear forever. You playing in their faces. And now they're going to be like, I'm not sure why we cut you no deal ever. I don't know. Interesting times. We live in interesting times. And all that ketamine and stuff. The ketamine and the mushrooms are really fascinating because, you know, people do ayahuasca and ketamine to really work on their work on themselves and open different parts of their brains. They have really interesting reactions to it. I kind of want to go on a guided tour, but there may be parts of my brain that I don't want to understand to that degree. You know, people get super sick off that shit and they have visions and they see things. But if you have severe anxiety and depression, people have said that it really helped them. Why would you be handing that kind of shit out at a party? You know, you're not trying to make people have fun. When you're giving them shit like that, like ecstasy for the freak offs, I kind of understand that. But ketamine and mushrooms, you're trying to penetrate people's brains it's heavy, y'all. It's heavy out here. This dude, everybody want to go to his parties and stuff. This sounds like hell on earth. If you got trapped at one of his parties and it was not, you know, something that you really wanted, it could go really bad for you. If you didn't leave on time, and if they did, if they spiked your drink and he had his eye on you. So it's clear he likes to have sex with men. He really obviously enjoys that. But it also seems like he also enjoys this control and power and the ability to blackmail people and the ability to make people do what he wants them to do at all times. That's why you know, throw drugs down everybody's throat so you can control them. And then I'm telling you, this hasn't even hit the tip of the iceberg, because I gave this example to a friend yesterday. Like, just imagine if you had somebody was asking, why is Leonard Fournette at a Puff party? Well, you know, if you're the owner of the team or you're the agent and you want this person to sign somewhere and you want them to do what you want them to do and stop talking shit, you know, you call up Puff and be like, invite Leonard Fournette to your party. And then, you know, you give Leonard Fournette some drugs, and this is all speculation, but you give the athlete some drugs, catch him in a compromising position, and then all of a sudden he's signing a contract that you didn't think he would ever sign. And people are like, whoa, that was fast. Wonder what made him change his mind. Wonder why he gave the hometown discount. That kind of shit. And it's been happening in our phases. So hold tight. This is going to be interesting. If you can survive 2024, I believe you'll be able to survive anything. This shit feels like Game of Thrones. All right, everybody, have an amazing weekend. Happy Easter to those who celebrate Easter. And we all have to have our own comeback story in our lives. We've all had to come back from something over and over and over again. And continue to show up and be present as hard as it can be, as difficult as it can be at times. You still have to reach down and find something great within yourself to be able to continue to do things that you do. And I know I personally feel that way, that I've had to continue to ascend, even though it's been very, very challenging. And I just ask that everybody find that peace in their journey and keep your head up. And yeah, it's always difficult. It's always a challenging season. But there's also a resurrection season, and perhaps this one is yours as well. Please take care, and we'll talk soon.